让我们一同默祷，准备我们的心。
Let's all pray in silence and prepare our hearts.
Amen. 奉主耶稣基督圣名，开始我们第三晚的布道会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we start our third night of evangelical service.
我们请唱诗六十四首。
Please sing hymn 64. Families.
愿主的恩典常与我们同在。
And may the blessing of God be with us.
也祈求耶稣能够在短短的时间里面。
And we ask Lord Jesus that in this short time.
能够显明他的旨意和恩典的见证。
Can reveal His will and His way of salvation.
今天晚上跟大家谈主是真光。
And tonight I'd like to discuss that the Lord is the true light.
记得。台湾几年前有个921大地震。
And a few years ago there was a 9/12 earthquake in Taiwan.
那个地震造成全台湾全部停电。
And the earthquake caused the whole Taiwan to run out of power.
那个时候我在一个教会护单。
And at the time I was working at a church.
才一点半上床睡觉。
And about 1:30 I went to bed.
1:47就被摇下床来。
And about 1:47, I was shaken out of my bed.
要马上站起来，站不稳了。
And I was about to, I tried to stand up, but I cannot.
哇，那个教会管理员夫妇就在那边大叫。
And the worker at church were screaming.
因为摇的实在太厉害。
Because it was shaking very strong.
所以又没有灯啊，人就害怕。
And there was no light, so we became afraid.
那个造成很多人的恐慌。
And a lot of people were frightened.
以为是战争发生了。
And people think that there's a war.
以为世界末日到了。
People thought that war started, or this is the end of the earth.
所以人在黑暗中有很多的惧怕。
So in darkness, man has many fears.
人生如果走在黑暗里面，那是更危险。
And if our life is in fear, then it's very dangerous.
我们来看一下约翰福音的第一章。
Let's turn to Book of John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
The Book of John chapter 1.
请看第九节。
Verse 9.
第一章的第九节。
John chapter 1 verse 9.
第九节。这里说那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。
Here says, the true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world.
这个光就是指着第一节的道。
And this light represents the word in the first one.
而这个道也指着神哦。
And this word represents God.
然后我们再往后看十四节。
Let's read on verse 14.
这里讲道成肉身住在我们中间。
And it says that the word became flesh and made his dwelling among us.
有充充满满的恩典和真理。
And was filled with glory.
我们再来看十八节。
Let's read verse 18.
从来没有人看见神。
No one has ever seen God.
只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来了。
Only through the only begotten Son.
所以从这里看得很清楚哦。
So it's very clear here.
神的独生子就是指耶稣基督。
And the only Son of God is Jesus Christ.
就是十四节讲的道成肉身的那位主耶稣。
It's the person who came in flesh in verse 14, Jesus Christ.
那第一节又说道就是神。
The beginning says, in verse 1 says, the Word is God.
其实也就是讲第九节的那一位真光。
And it's also referring to the verse 9, the true light.
他来是要照亮生在世上的人。
And he came to the world to shine upon all men on earth.
在主降生前的第八世纪。
In before Christ, in the 8th century.
以赛亚先知就预言了这位主来到的工作。
And prophet Isaiah prophesies the forthcoming Savior.
所以在以赛亚书里头有谈到四首仆人之歌。
And there were four psalms in Isaiah.
这四个诗歌其实就预言耶稣基督来的工作。
And these four psalms prophesize the work of Jesus Christ.
当时耶稣他真的照神旨意。圣灵怀胎生出来之后
，After Jesus was born through a virgin, like what was prophesied in the Bible,
有一些人就做了见证哎。
Some people bear testimonies.
我们来看一下路加福音的第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
路加福音的第二章。
Luke chapter 2.
请看二十八节。
Verse 28.
二十八节。
Luke chapter 2,
西面就用手接过主耶稣来称颂神说
Simon took him in his arms and praised God, saying,
主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然离世了。
Servant Lord, as you have promised, you have dismissed your servant in peace.
三十节
30.
因为我的眼睛已经看见了你的救恩。
For my eyes have seen your salvation.
三十一节
31.
就是你在万民面前所预备的是照亮外邦人的光。
Which you have prepared in the sight of all people, light for revelation to the Gentiles.
又是你民以色列的荣耀。
And for the glory to your people Israel.
西面在这里亲自做见证，那位真光就是耶稣基督到来，他见到了这个救恩的人，救恩的主啊。
And Simeon testified here that Jesus Christ is the true light.
那保罗被蒙召的时候，他也是做了这样的见证哦。
And when Paul was called, he also made the same testimony.
我们来看一下《使徒行传》的十三章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 13.
使徒行传十三章。
Acts chapter 13.
十三章，我们来看这个四十六节以下。
Acts chapter 13, verse 46 and on.
四十六节以下，保罗跟巴拿巴放胆讲述神的见证。
And here Paul and Barnabas testified for God.
然后看四十七节。
Let's read verse 47.
他们做见证这样说。
This is what they said.
说我已经立你做外邦人的光，叫你施行救恩直到地极。
He said that have made you a light for the Gentiles that you may bring salvation to the end of
the earth. 这里就是为那位从死里复活、显现升天的主耶稣做的见证哦。
And this is a testimony for the Jesus Christ who raised from the dead.
他要将真光照亮到世人哦。
He will shine his light to the earth.
结果四十八节，外邦人听见这话就欢喜赞美神的道。
And 48, when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad.
然后
honor of the words of God.
都相信了，归入主名下。
And they all believed under the Lord.
所以我们在这里看到的这位真光就是耶稣基督。
So we can see this true light is Jesus Christ.
为什么说主是真光呢？
Why do we say that Jesus Christ is
true light? 这个就是我们要跟大家探讨的。
This is what we will study.
刚刚这几个经文，我们很清楚知道主是真光了。
Through the scriptures, we can see that Jesus is the true light.
那对我们每一个人有什么样的感召
？And what does have effect on every one of us?
对我们有什么样的改变
？And how would it bring any change to us?
为什么说主是真光
？And why do we say that Jesus is true light?
第一个
，First，
我们来看这个诗篇一百一十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 119.
诗篇一百一十九篇。
Psalms 119.
一百零五节。
Verse
105. 105节。
Psalms 119, verse 105.
这里说神的话是我脚前的灯。
The words of the Lord is the lamp of my feet.
神的话是我路上的光。
And the light of my path.
所以这里讲神的话是 人的脚前灯，路上光啊。
So here tells us that the word of God is the lamp of our feet and the light.
所以我们第一个要来探讨的。
So this is the first thing we need to
discuss. 主的话是真光。
That God's words are the true light.
在诗篇119篇里面呢。
In Psalms 119 mentioned.
一直在谈主的话安定在天，主的话怎样怎样。
They talk about how the word of God.Works.
难怪主耶稣在旷野受试验的时候，他也讲了这么一句话。
And when Jesus was tempting the wilderness, he said,
他说人活着不是单靠食物。
He said, man lives not only for bread alone,
乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But relying on every word out of God.
耶稣也对神的话，圣经的话讲了这么样的一个见证哦。
And Jesus also made a testimony, for the words of God.
我们来看一下约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter six, John chapter six.
约翰福音的第六章。
John chapter six.
第六章，请看63节。
Verse 36.
63节。
Verse 63. Excuse me.
63节这里说。
63.
To say in the here 啊，在这里这样说。
This is what he said here.
叫人活着的乃是灵。
The spirit gives life.
肉体是无益的。
And flesh counts for nothing.
我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
The words I have spoken to you are spirit.
耶稣基督亲自在这里这样做见证哦。
And Jesus himself bear testimony here.
叫人活着的是灵，讲着神的气，神的生命哦。
And the spirit allow a human to live, and that's the life given to us.
然后耶稣说，我对你们说的话就是灵，就是生命哦。
And he says the words I speak to you is spirit.
我们若生饿了，要找东西吃。
And when we're hungry, we'll look for food to eat.
才不会饿死。
So we'll not die from hunger.
但是我们人生如果黑暗了。
If our life is full of darkness.
生命如果脆弱，遭到危机，甚至黑暗了。
If our life is facing danger and darkness,
那这个时候并不是吃食物就解决哦。
This cannot be resolved by eating food alone.
神，主耶稣在这里提醒，要用神的话来度过。
And Jesus reminded us that we have to rely on the words of God.
让人得到他的帮助，得到力量。
So we can receive help through His strength.
所以这是一个超越我们人所想象物质条件的一种现象。
So this is something that beyond our physical understanding.
而是一种体验。
But it's rather it's an experience.
当我们人的世界用人的方式，用物质环境没办法解决的时候。
And if there are matters in this world that we cannot solve physically.
这种超越人的能力的现象。
This power that is beyond
our physical world. 而是人的能力无法掌控的一些事情。
And there are things that we cannot humanly control.
这个时候就要来经验这位神的力量。
Then we have to come to experience the power of God.
所以它是超越我们肉身生命的一种体验。
So this is an experience that's beyond our physical experience.
这就是所谓我们说的属灵信仰的价值观。
And this is the value of our spiritual life.
也就是到后来我们所说的一般的信仰的体验。
And this is what we call the spiritual experience.
这个时候我们想着主的话。
When we think about the words of God.
照着主的话的应许的祷告，让我们产生力量，得到帮助，度过了。
And through the promise of the Spirit that we can overcome these physical experiences.
这个时候我们会经验神的话就是真光。
And when we can experience God's words, that is the true light.
我们心灵都不平安。
When we have, we're not comfortable. We don't have comfort in our hearts.
精神上的
混乱。We have a physical stress.
甚至我们生命的问题。
And we have problems in our lives.
甚至我们罪恶的问题。
When we have sin.
这没有办法用人的方法来解决。
And this cannot be resolved through man's methods.
而是要借着神的话来做改变，做经验的。
But rather, we have to change through the words of God.
当我们历经了神的同在、神的帮助为我们解决的时候。
And when God abides with us and solves our problems,
我们就会发现神的话真的是灵，真的是生命。
Then we realize that the words of God is indeed the Spirit.
让我们感受到那种神的话就是真光的见证。
And we can experience that the words of God is the testimony of true light.
所以才会说主是真光。
So we say that God is the true light.
第二个我们要探讨的。
Secondly, we'd like to discuss.
就是主的作为是真光。
that the actions of God is also true light.
先前我们说过，先知以赛亚预言了那位仆人耶稣基督的工作。
And we said that Isaiah prophesied the work of Jesus Christ.
所以这个预言真的是实现在耶稣基督身上。
And this prophecy came true on Jesus Christ.
而且早了700多年前呢。
And it was prophesied 700 years prior.
所以我们看到神选立的先知真的在宣达神的预言的话。
And we can see that the prophet that God had chosen proclaimed his words.
我们就来看其中的一点。
Let's look at one of the points.
请看以赛亚书第九章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 9.
以赛亚书第九章。
Isaiah chapter 9.
第一节。
Verse 1.
到第二节。
Verse 2.
在这里说，那受过痛苦的必不再见幽暗。
And those who are living in the land of shadow of death,A light was dawned.
从前神使西布伦地、拿弗他利地被藐视。
And God allowed the land of
Hebron.
Hebron was not looked upon.
末后却让这个地方沿海的路约旦河外得着荣耀。
And later he allowed this area outside the Jordan River to receive honor.
在旧约早就预言那个加利利地区的这些被藐视的地方啊。
And it was prophesied the area of Galilee that was not being paid attention to.
但是末后他们要得着荣耀哦。
But later they will receive honor.
第二节,
verse 2.
在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光。
And the people walking in darkness have seen the great light.
住在石荫之地的人有光照耀他们。
And the people living in the land were shone with light.
而这位大光是谁啊?
And who is this great light?
我们来看一下马太福音的第四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
第四章，我们来看14节到16节。
Verse 14 to 16。
十四节。
Verse 14。
这是要应验先知以赛亚的预言。
And this will fulfill through the prophet Isaiah.
15 and 16。所讲的话就跟刚才以赛亚书9:1-2所讲的差不多。
And this is similar to what was said in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 1 and 2.
所以主的作为要临到这世人中间呢。
So the deeds of God would come upon the people.
如果我们看福音书的时候
，When we look at the Gospels,
主耶稣他一出生
，When Jesus was born,
后来他长大，他宣教。传扬神的国的地方就在加利利地区。
When he grew up, he started preaching the land of Galilee.
那原本在旧约是被藐视的地方。
This is a land that was not paid attention to in the Old Testament.
但是神在耶稣的到来，却把福音的种子先撒在这个被藐视的加利利地区啊。
And when Jesus came, he preached first in the land that was looked down upon.
神的作为就是那个大光照亮黑暗里死荫之地的人啊。
And his works is someone who worked in this great light.
所以你想想看。
So if we think about it.
隔了700多年的时间。
Through 700 years.
先知预言耶稣基督到来就在做这个光的作为啊。
And this prophet prophesied that Jesus will come to do the work of light.
我们再来看第八章。
Let's look at chapter 8.
第八章请看16节、17节。
Verse 16 and 17.
在这里我们看到耶稣只用一句话就把所有一切患病患鬼的人给治好了。
And Jesus only said one sentence to heal all the sick.
然后17节说这是要应验先知以赛亚预言的话。
And 17 says this is to fulfill what was spoken through the
prophet. 耶稣他是这位真光。
That Jesus is this true light.
他要代替我们的软弱。
He would
担当我们的疾病。
And he will become our sickness and take away our weakness.
所以他来，他的作为就是一个真光的动作。
And his actions is like a true light.
人在软弱，在疾病中，就好像住在黑暗之地、死荫之地一样啊。
And when we are in weakness, we're like living in darkness.
一天软弱不敢。
And one day of weakness, we can change it.
一天疾病没有得医治。
And just one day that the sick,
sickness
cannot be healed. It's very painful.
如果当我们知道我们患的是癌症，
if we know that we have cancer,
然后被医生宣判为没有办法活更久，
and the doctor said that there's no way for us to live.
那怎么办？
What do we do?
我们只不过很幸运，我们没有患到这种病啊。
And we're very, very lucky that we do not have this type of
sickness. 但是我们的亲戚、朋友、同胞有很多也陷在这种苦境中啊。
But we do have families and relatives who do have this type of sickness.
人没有办法去帮助他了。
But humanly, we cannot help.
只有认识这位真光，才有办法体验到神的作为了。
Only come to know this true light, we can experience His power.
我们再来看马太福音十二章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter
12. 二十节。
Verse 20.
马太福音十二章二十节。
Chapter 12, verse 20.
这里说，压伤的芦苇它不折断。
It says, bruised reed will not break.
将残的灯火它不吹灭。
And a smoldering wick, he will not sniff out.
等他施行公理，叫公理得胜。
Until he lead justice to victory.
外邦人都要仰望他的名。
And nations will put their hope.
这里讲到芦苇跟灯火，就是指着世人哦，神的百姓哦。
And the weed and the represents human.
芦苇跟灯火。
Smoldering wick.
芦苇跟灯火代表着神的子女百姓。
The reed and the smoldering wick represent the children of God.
这里说，这些人他被压伤了，受伤了。
And these people are being damaged.
这些人他的生命脆弱了。
And they become weak.
就好像芦苇快被折断了。
Just like the reed about to break.
就好像灯火快被熄灭了。
Like the smoldering wick were about to put out.
但是这位真光，这位主啊。
But this true God.
他不折断，反而要救他。
He will not break, but rather to heal him.
他不吹灭，反而要让灯火更加兴旺。
He will not blow him out, rather to add to his light.
当我们活在黑暗中。
When we live in darkness,
住在死荫之地的时候
when we living in the shadow of death,
真的人感觉没有希望、啊、
we feel there's hope,
非常绝望、
欸、there's no hope in life.
人是真的很脆弱
human beings are very weak.
有时候一句话就可以让人、啊躲在房间里面、啊、不出来
Sometimes one word can cause someone to stay in his room and never come out.
有时候一件事情也会让人软弱无力、啊
And one thing can cause a man to become weak and
have no strength.
And at this time, we need the work of God.
主的作为临到我们身上。
When the work of God come upon us,
他亲自引导我们离开黑暗的地方。
When He guide us to depart from darkness,
脱去坏习惯和罪恶的事。
To depart from our bad habits,
脱去软弱和悲伤的事。
To depart from our weakness and sorrow.
这就是真光主的作为了。
And this is the work of true light.
但神有神的灵可以帮助我们。
God have His Spirit that can help us.
当主的作为临到的时候
，When His work come upon us，
我们就在主里面，在灵里面得到了这种改变和拯救。
So in His Spirit we receive His healing.
所以，圣经才这样教导我们。
So the Bible teaches us.
当我们体贴神的圣灵，就会让我们生命平安。
And when we draw near to God, God would cast His peace upon us.
所以这里从旧约到新约里面
，from the Old Testament to the New Testament，
那个大光的作为就是耶稣基督的作为啊。
And the work of the Holy, the true light is
就是一个真光的一种见证。
And it's a testimony for the true light.
他临到人呐、啊，就是要引导人得到一个光明的道路。
It come to man to lead us.Into a light, a path of light.
不单单是对他的子女这样做
，not only toward his children，
也对所有世人，凡是有心要来被他的光给引导的人，能够得到这样的福气。
But also to all those who wants to be led by his light.
这个作为光的见证，就是应验在耶稣基督身上。
And this work of light came true on Jesus Christ.
那第三个方向
and the third direction,
我们就要来谈谈
we will discuss
真光的见证耶稣是怎么样去行出的
and how did Jesus testify the work of light
我们来看一下约翰福音的第八章
let's turn to John chapter 8
12节
verse verse 12.
八章的十二节。
John chapter 8 verse 12.
十二节。
Which is 12.
耶稣又对众人说：“我是世界的光。”
Jesus spoke to the people that I am the light of the world.
跟从我的就不住在黑暗里走了。
Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness.
必要得着生命的光。
And he will have the light of life.
在这里啊，耶稣大声宣告说：“我是世界的光。”
Jesus said that here he is the light of the world.
他是在犹太人的节期祝棚节最后一天的时候大声这样宣告的。
He proclaimed this during the last day of Passover.
祝棚节当犹太人在做庆祝的日子。
It's the day that they celebrate.
他们会有一个光的仪式。
They will have a ceremony of light.
也就是在圣殿宴区里面的妇女宴区啊。
And during the inner temple of the temple of women's inner temple.
讲到圣殿了，它有一个中心的圣殿和外院院区啊。
And there in the temple, there's the inner court and the outer court.
圣殿院区有男人的院区。
There's a court for men.
有外邦人的院区
there's a court for Gentiles,
也有妇女院区
and there's a court for women.
就在祝棚节的最后一天呢
and during the Passover, the last day of Passover,
这些妇人就把妇女院区啊换了很多灯彩啊
and the women start to put on lamps,
然后表彰这个世界的光
to show the light of the world.
但是耶稣看到这种做法根本就不对
And Jesus thought that this is not right.
人所照的这个光能够对人的生命、人生有真光的见证吗
？And can the light that was made by men, show anything, about their lives?
所以耶稣才站出来大声宣告这样说。
So Jesus came out and shouted,
我是世界的光。
That I am the light of the world.
我这个光才是真光，可以照亮世界的人呢。
That I am the true light who could shine.For all the men,
所以他在这里这样讲。
So he said here,
跟从我的就不在黑暗里面走。
That whoever follows me will never be in darkness.
跟从主的就必得着生命的光。
Whoever follows him will receive the light of life.
所以跟从主啊，就会得到一个真光的见证。
So when we follow the Lord, we can receive the light of
life. 让人生得到真实生命的改变。
Then we have a true change in our lives.
离开黑暗的生活。
To depart from darkness.
得着耶稣基督生命的光。
And to receive the light of life from Jesus.
所以约翰福音第八章是讲光的道理。
So John chapter 8 was talking about the.
紧接着第九章就讲光的见证。
Talk about the light and then the testimony of the light.
我们来看第九章。
Let's read chapter 9.
请看第九章的第五节。
Chapter 9 verse 5.
第五节说。我在世上的时候是世上的光。
While I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world.
因为这里讲到有一个人天生瞎眼呢。
And there was a man who was born blind.
连门徒也认为说，是不是这个人犯罪啊，还是他的父母犯罪呢
？And Jesus' disciple thought that perhaps he has sinned.
耶稣回答说
，Jesus answered,
不是他犯罪，也不是他父母犯罪。
It's not that he has sinned or his family has sinned.
哎，这个人瞎子啊，跟谁犯罪没有关系耶。
He was blind, has nothing to do with anyone.
但耶稣要借着这个瞎子行出光的见证。
But through this blind, he can perform the miracle of light.
耶稣亲自医治这个瞎眼的人。
Jesus himself healed this blind.
人眼睛看不见，活在黑暗中。
When someone cannot see, he lives in darkness.
人心里的眼睛迷糊，活在罪恶中，也是活在黑暗中啊。
And when the life of heart lives in sin, we're also living in darkness.
但主说，我就是世上的光。
Jesus said that he is the light of the world.
他亲自医治了这个瞎眼的人呢。
He himself had healed this blind person.
所以第八章讲光的道理，第九章马上行出一个光的见证来。
And so when the chapter 8 talk about the teaching of light, and chapter 9 mentioned a testimony of the light.
所以我们如果在看到对观福音的时候
，when we study about the gospel of the light.
当耶稣要进耶路撒冷城
，when Jesus was about to enter Jerusalem,
他分别在伯赛大跟耶利哥这个地方啊，也为瞎眼的人，治好他们得看见的。
And he healed the blind from Jericho.
那今天我们眼睛是好好的
，today our eyes are fine.
我们相信主是真光吗？
Do we believe that the Lord
is the true light?
We can see with
our eyes.
But is the eye to our heart blind?
一个人不信主,
when someone who doesn't believe the Lord,
一个人不跟从主,
when someone who doesn't follow
the Lord, 有一个很重要的因素啊, 产生他这种作为呢?
And there's a cost for that.
有一个很重要的原因产生这种作为。
There's a reason for causing this action.
我们来看一下哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第三节第四节。
Verse 3 and 4.
哥林多后书四章的三节四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 3 and 4.
第三节，如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡人的身上。
If our gospel is veiled, it's veiled to those who are perishing.
第四节
，verse four，
此等不信主的人是被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼。
So that the god of this age has blinded the mind of unbelievers.
不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。
The light of gospel, the light of the gospel of the glory, who is image of God.
你照着我讲的翻哈，不叫基督的光来照耀他们。
So they do not want the light of Christ to shine on them.
所以这些不信主或不跟从主的人呢、啊、
？So those who do not believe in the Lord and follow the Lord.
就是他的心眼被这个世界神之子魔鬼。黑暗世界给蒙蔽了他的心呢。
So their heart has been shut by the sin of this world.
所以耶稣基督的光没有办法照亮他们了。
So the light of Jesus Christ cannot shine on him.
今天我们眼睛好好的。
Today our eyes are good.
我们谈到这里，你相信耶稣基督是真光吗
？When we spoke here, do you believe in that Jesus is true
light? 耶稣基督是真光的见证吗
？Is Jesus the testimony of true light?
当然，我们相信。
We believe.
所以我们才肯愿意花这个时间来到这里，一起来聆听并且敬拜这位神。
So that we believe, so we come here to listen and learn.
所以我们跟从三个方面已经做了这样的探讨。
So we have talked about this in three perspectives.
我们说神的话是真光。
We talk about the words of God is the true light.
神的作为是真光。
The work of God is the true light.
然后我们再来看耶稣基督就是真光的见证。
And we can see that Jesus Christ himself is the testimony of true light.
在这里讲一个见证。
Here I have a testimony.
有一次有一个传道者。
There was a pastor.
他早上很早起来做灵修功课。
And early in the morning, he started to cultivate himself.
他习惯性的就跪下祷告。
And out of a habit, he kneeled down and prayed.
哎，在祷告中间，他想起有一个老弟兄住在医院。
And in his prayer, he remembered an older brother who lived in
the hospital. 所以他想要去看看这位老弟兄。
So he wanted to visit this older brother.
在还没有想到这一点的时候。
And when he was thinking about this.
他的心里被一种力量给激动。
And he was, he had a feeling.
感觉就好像有一件事要做，但是不知道是要做什么。
He felt that there's something need to do, but he doesn't know what it is.
所以这个传道人，他常常有这样的经验。
And he have a lot of he have this experience.
所以他就灵修完以后就跪下祷告。
So after he cultivated himself, he kneeled down.
然后就求问神到底什么事。
And he asked God what it is.
就在祷告中间，神让他想起要去看探望一个老弟兄。
And through the prayer, the Lord revealed to him that he should go visit this brother in hospital.
也在这个时候，刚好有一个负责人，他今天休假来找传道看看，一起去访问。
And just so happened that there was a council member who visited him on this day.
对这个负责人来讲，他非常有心。
And this councilman has a lot of heart.
休假很多人都跑到家里睡觉了啦。
So when someone take a day off, they go home and sleep.
不然就跑到曼哈顿啊，喝个咖啡，待一天，坐在那里很舒服的。
Or perhaps he goes to the city to have a coffee.
总是想自己的事。
But he's always thinking about his matters.
但是这个负责人不是。
But this
休假跑来找传道。
But this councilman was different.
至少跟传道聊聊天。
And he take his day off to talk.
刚好传道说他要去访问。
And just so happened, the pastor wants to go make a visit.
我刚好休假，我跟传道去。
And he said that I have a day off. I go with him.
一到那个医院里面呢。
So when they arrive at the hospital.
那个弟兄将近八十岁。
And this brother is about 80 years old.
他说他明天要出院。
And he's about to check out.
这个弟兄老弟兄就讲哎。
This older brother said.
传道在我们这个附近有一个单人房啊，哇，你去看一下那个人，天天叫得很惨嘞。
And there was a room, one person room. He was screaming every day.
我听到那个声音啊，我不赶快出院，我会死掉。他还没死，我先死啊。
And he's screaming so much that I would die first if I don't get out.
传道，我明天要出院了。
He says, Pastor, I need to leave tomorrow.
传道，你去看那个人好了。
And why don't you go visit that person now?
既然老弟兄这样讲，怕他死掉，所以还是要去看那个人。
So when he heard, pastor heard this, so he went to visit other patients.
都不认识的。
They do not know that patient.
那个传道就敲门。
The pastor knocked on the door.
一个太太出来开。
And there was a lady that opened the door.
门一开啊，哇，臭死了。
When they opened the door, it was very had a strong smell.
那个负责人啊，跟在传道后面，马上蒙鼻子叫。
And the council member following the pastor covered his nose.
这个传道也闻到，只不过是停止呼吸而已啊。
And this pastor only stopped breathing for a second.
他不敢做动作。
He did not want to.
你来看人家生病，你做这个动作，人家心里怎么想
？When make that gesture, it doesn't look very good.
所以那个传道就停止呼吸，转过来看那个负责人。那个负责人懂哎，很有默契哎。
And so the pastor stopped for a second and turned around to look at the council member.
虽然负责人年纪比较大哦。
Even though the council member was slightly older.
但是这个传道一看那个眼睛也很厉哦。
And they knew what they were getting into.
那个负责人手马上拿掉，然后停止呼吸。
And the council member took away his hand.
这两个人在那个单人病房里面。可以算呼吸几次呢？因为都是停止呼吸。
So they went into the single patient room.
为什么那么臭
？Why does it smell so much？
原来这一个人啊，他的臀部跟那个一只腿啊，那个脚啊，全部都是烂的。
And he smells so much because his this patient's hip area, his leg rotted.
皮肤黑黑又流那个黄黄的脓啊，脓汁啊，真的臭死了。
And the skin around his leg has rotted away.
哇！但是这两个人不敢在他们面前再有别的动作，还要讲话。
And they dare not to make any other gestures, but they still have to speak to them.
住在医院三十天。
And this patient lived in hospital for
30 days. 每天像那个被杀的猪一样哦。
Every day he was like.
的叫声在那里。
And he screams like a slaughtered pig every day.
为什么会造成这样
？And why did this happen？
这一个人的名字啊，叫做外号叫眼镜蛇。
And this person's nickname is Cobra.
他是黑社会的杀手。
And he was assassin for the mafia.
他的腰部一直到脖子还有手臂，全部都是纹身啊。
And from his waist up, he has tattoos all over his body.
在台湾，纹身不是艺术哦。
And in Taiwan, tattoo is not an art.
那个是代表黑社会的某一个混子。
And represent that you belong to the mafia.
然后那个图案图文呢，它有分阶级的。
And from the art, from the tattoo, you could tell there are different status.
在一般的外国啊，那个纹身是一种艺术，随便都可以乱纹呢。
In the Western world, tattoo is an art, and anybody could do it.
但是在台湾就不太一样。
Slightly different in Taiwan.
他又是黑社会的杀手。
But he's also an assassin.
名字叫眼镜蛇。
His codename Cobra.
看那个样子就知道哈，这个人在黑社会不简单。
And we know that he's a big shot in.
那为什么会变成这样呢
？In the gang, why did he become like this?
有一次在猎杀行动中啊，他被抓到。
And there was an operation, and he was captured.
然后就被送到以前外岛啊，那个绿岛，独立房，在黑暗的房间里面。
And he was sent to the Green Island and locked up.
他经过两次总统特赦。
He was pardoned by the president twice.
所以本来好几十年的刑期。
And he was supposed to have a long-term sentence.
但是两次特赦关十七年就出来了。
And because of two pardons, he was locked. He was in jail for
17 years
and released.
连警察也怕哦。
When he went home, even the police, local police are afraid of him.
他打架第一。
He was number one in fighting. 喝酒第一。Number one in drinking.
做坏事也第一。
He's number one in committing crimes.
警察要来抓他，他就这样讲嘞。
When the police trying to capture him.
你通知上面的人下来啊。
And why don't you call your higher up to come
down? 那些警队还没到，你先死，我让你先死。
And before your partners arrive, you will die.
他敢做哎。
He's not afraid to do it.
他本来就是黑社会杀手嘛。
He is an assassin in the mafia.
哎，所以他到那个任何商店拿东西，老板都说欢迎欢迎拿。
So every time he goes to the market to buy stuff, the owners said freely take whatever he wants.
所以他公然来拿要的东西，然后就出去了。
He could go inside and take something and leave.
因为人家觉得报案会比他杀人动作慢。
Because people think that the calling the police.
那真的现在要杀你啊，你报案都来不及。
And it's not enough time to call the police.
就有这种人呢。他的人生就是强害别人生命。
His life is full of.
他的人生就是剥夺人家幸福。
And to take away other people's life.
有人就喜欢这样来表明他的人生就是这样啊。
And some people would like to live their life.
我们现在碰面，大家都是好人了。
But when we see each other, we're good people.
你没有碰过那个这种人了。
But you have not met someone like this.
你平常讲话大大声骂人，你碰到这种人，你马上没有声音的。
If you speak very loudly to others, when you see this,
那这种人很少讲话。
You are not. He doesn't speak much.
就跟眼镜蛇一样，突然来到旁边，咬你一下，很快。
Just like a cobra, he slowly come to you and bit you quickly.
他为什么会这样在医院呢？
Why is he in the
hospital? 有一次喝醉酒
Once he was
只要他喝酒连太太都跑掉孩子也跑掉不敢在家
Every time he drinks his wife and his children runs away
他一喝醉酒就不得了了
Once he gets drunk
不知道在做什么事啊
You don't know what will happen next
那个眼镜蛇毒蛇要咬你不咬你你怎么知道
You will not know when the cobra will strike
他又不是有一颗人的心他不知道
He doesn't have a human heart
结果他要洗澡很久没有洗澡
And he was about to take a shower.
就正在要摇那个热水烧在大锅的时候，正在要摇，睡着了。
He was about to get hot water into his shower.
那个
he fell asleep.
热水火在滚呢。
And the water is boiling.
所以他整个那个臀部啊，跟那个一只大腿啊，那个整只一条腿就在那个热水里面咕咕咕在滚呢。
So his hip and his leg was.Boiling in the water.
啊，他穿的是那个牛仔裤。
He was wearing jeans.
还好才滚两三分钟哎。
And was only boiled for 2-3 minutes.
那个大儿子下班回来看到哇，再坏的爸爸也赶快把他救出来，拿出来啊。
And the son came home and pulled him out.
然后赶快把那个湿透的牛仔裤拿掉，因为那个热水在上面那个很严重了。
And so he had to take away his jeans, and he was severely injured.
一拿掉的时候，那个皮跟肉也跟着牛仔裤粘在一起，脱落下来了。
And when he was pulling the jean was scratched off his skin.
哇！大儿子就赶快找那个妈妈。
And the older son went to look for his
mom. 两个人就把这个爸爸坏蛋爸爸送到医院去了。
And so they took him into the hospital.
医院不收
And the hospital.
后来又转送到另外一个大的医院。
First hospital did not take them, so they have to transfer to a different hospital.
医生也不敢收。
And the doctors are afraid to refuse.
儿子跟妈妈就跪在那边说：“你一定要收啊，再怎么样也是要救啊。”
And the doctor afraid to take him, and his mother, his wife and his son were praying.
医生勉强收了。
Begging the doctor, and the doctor said,
医生勉强接受这样的病患。
So they finally took him.
但是医生说这太严重了，有可能那一只腿啊全部要锯掉。
And the doctor said, but that's too severe. We might have to saw off.
甚至病毒感染了，还会影响生命。
And if you're infected, it might endanger your life.
哇！结果医生马上交代九个护士啊，带他赶快去消毒。
And so the doctor told nine nurses to take him to get disinfected.
那个消毒要把那个已经熟的烂肉要拿掉。
And as they were doing, they have to peel away his skin.
拿掉到有流血的那个是还活的肉。
And until you see your flesh that's still red.
其中有一个护士啊，就看到正在拿掉，他昏倒的话，他去急救了。
And as one of the nurse was doing this, she fell and
就这样子住在医院三十天。
And just like that, he was hospitalized for
30 days. 怎么样吃药打针，他那个烂的速度很快。
And the speed for this the skin to rot is very fast.
所以医生就决定在当天，就是那一天，那个传道跟负责人去的那一天下午要动刀。
And just the afternoon that the pastor visited him, they decided that they should saw off his leg.
因为他那个脚整个没有知觉了。
Because his leg has no feeling at all.
所以医生说要把烂肉拿掉，有可能的话就是切肢了。
And so they have to remove. They want to remove the skin and also to take off his leg.
但是那一天啊，这两个人去看他。
And this day, these two people went to visit him.
就跟他讲，我是真耶稣教会的传道。
And they said to him that I'm the pastor of Jesus Church.
为你祷告。
We are going to pray for you.
不认识哎。
They don't know each other.
哎，就为他祷告。
But they pray for
him. 他太太也跟着祷告。
And his wife prayed together.
遵照我们真耶稣教会的祷告方法。
According to the way we pray in Jesus Church.
传道就按手在他头上。
And the pastor laid hand on his head.
结果他惊艳到神的带领。
And he experienced the guidance of the
Lord. 那一天下午，医生准备很多的血袋。
And that afternoon, the nurses prepared a lot of blood.
连一个血袋都没有输给他，奇怪，流血不多哎。
But they did not give him any blood because he did not lose any blood.
然后医生动刀的时候，他脚有知觉。哎，医生说，哎，脚有知觉，还不用切。
And when the doctor is about to operate on his leg,
哎呀，奇怪了。
He had there was reaction.
有这两个体验，那个人好高兴啊，那只眼镜蛇啊。
And when he saw this, he was very joyful.
第三个晚上睡得好舒服，连续三天好舒服都没有痛。
And for three nights straight, he slept very well.
因为过了三天，这两个人又出现在他们的病床前面了。
And three days later, these two people showed up.
就是教会的传道跟那个负责人。
Which is the pastor and the council member.
很多地方都已经干了。
A lot of areas just started dry off.
比较没有那么臭。
And it doesn't smell as much.
哎，大家又在那边祷告。
And everybody prayed for him.
结果很奇妙。
And miraculously.
过了半个月。
After half a month,
他真的出院，然后找我们教会参加慕道。
And he left the hospital, went and came to see God.
医生也吓一跳，怎么有这样的情形发生呢
？And the doctor said, "How can this happen?"
烂掉，没有知觉，甚至决定开会，决定要切肢了。
And there's a leg that has lost its feeling and about to be separated.
就在动刀以前，为什么有这样的转变呢
？And how can he have such huge change?
那个人他回答
And this person replied,
他说我开始信耶稣了
He said, I start to believe in Jesus Christ.
哇他慕道很认真啊
And he fervently attended our service.
对他这个胡子在医院没有刮三十天啊那个一看啊就是很凶神恶煞的人啊
And he haven't shaved 30 days in the hospital. And he
结果他来慕道啊
scared looking. When he came to
他来教会提早到找传道找传道又问你是谁啊
？We came to church and the pastor asked, "Who are you?"
他理头发又刮胡子，原来很帅啊
And he cut his hair and shaved.
他说我就是那个在医院那一个快死的那个。
And he said, "I am the one who was about to die in the hospital."
整个人就改变。
He was a changed
man. 他来慕道。
He came to truth seeking.
哎，很认真。
And he was fervently
truth seeking. 有一次我们在布道，那个教会在布道会。
And there was once we have an evangelical service.
他听到诗班献诗
he saw
感动流泪
he saw the choir presented,
以前他在黑社会听的不是这样
That's not what he was like before.
听音乐还要女人陪啊
He needs a woman next to him
什么事情都来啊
He could do anything.
他说还要吸毒啊
And he take drugs.
然后等一下就见刀见血
And he would see blood.
哇可是来到我们教会不是哦很安静
But when he came to church, he was very
quiet. 听到诗班献诗，感动得不得了。
When he saw the choir present, he was very touched.
所以诗班的作用很好啊，不能忽略啊。
So we have a good, very good effect.
献那个诗歌很不错，会感动人心的。
And the choir can touch someone.
再来听讲我们圣经的道理啊。
And then he listened to the teaching of the Bible.
一面流泪啊。
And he was listening, he was crying.
这个黑白道他们很厉害哦。
He's very fluent with the rules of the mafia.
胡说八道也厉害哦。
He also like to.
就是讲神的道，他们就不知道了。
But when it comes to
the words of God, he
couldn't understand.
很感动。
And when he heard the words of God, he was touched.
他说一句一句打入他的心扉啊。
He said that every word went to his heart.
哇，最后他心里想，我是个罪人。
And lastly, he said he was a sinner.
耶稣会给我圣灵吗？
Would Jesus give me Holy Spirit?
我能够在主面前求吗？
What can I ask in front of Jesus?
这世界已经不要我了，社会判定我是个罪人了。
This world no longer wants me and think that I'm a sinner.
他找工作也困难了。
It's very hard for him to look for a job.
他干脆再回到过去的黑暗之路嘛。
Why don't I just go back to my old ways?
这个时候他就想。
And he was thinking to himself,
我行吗？
Can I do this?
我配得成为神的儿女吗？
Am I worthy to be the children of God?
但是最后在求圣灵的时候，
And when he was seeking for
the Holy Spirit, 我们传道人讲得很清楚。
And the pastor said very
clearly. 第一句话你要讲奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And first you have to pray in the
name of Jesus Christ. 接下来你要讲哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
And then you say hallelujah praise the
Lord. 你其他所有的话放在心里。
Put all your heart,
你迫切的这样讲。
And just say this
prayer. 祷告求神改变你的人生。
Ask God to change your life.
能够带领你出黑暗入光明啊。
And lead you out of darkness into light.
能够带领我们找到真光的见证耶稣基督。
And to guide you to the light, to true light.
他把这些话全部放在心里面。
He put all these into his heart.
迫切的祷告求。
And he prayed very hard.
就在当传到按手的那个当下，他就得到宝贵的圣灵。
At the moment that the pastor laid hand on him, he received
Holy Spirit. 哇，那个传道看到人得圣灵非常流利啊，这个人很迫切哦。
And this pastor saw he was speaking tongue,
哇，因为眼
speaking tongue.
泪水也流啊。
And he was crying.
鼻子里面的那个面条也很长。
It was also dripping from his nose.
我后来传道还递拿卫生纸帮他擦。
And the pastor was wiping with.
哇，真的祷告的很用心呢。
He was fervently praying.
神把宝贵的圣灵给他。
And God has given him the precious Holy Spirit.
哇，他整个人就做了一个悔改啊。
And there was a huge change.
他这个时候才知道他过去所有的人生是罪恶的，是很坏的。
He realized he had a sinful life.
是得到圣灵，他生出一个悔改的心。主啊，我错了。
And through the Holy Spirit, he had a heart that he wants to repent.
我愿意归向你啊。
That he wants to.
心里面一直在不断的这样呼喊呢。
And he was crying out loud to God.
过去你犯什么，现在在神面前你成为一个重新新造的人了。
And everything you do in the past, now you have changed.
哇，他又看到神的荣光。
He saw the glory.
是从那个时候他改变了。
And from that moment, he changed.
家里要杀这个鸡要吃流血，他也不敢杀。
And when they have to kill a chicken from home,
以前杀人呢、啊，不眨眼呢。
He doesn't hesitate a second in the past.
他得到圣灵的时候起来，他这样讲。
After he received the Holy Spirit,
真的有神。
He said this. He said the earth is
God. 然后又跑来跟传道说啊。
And he said to the pastor,
哎，传道，你按手很舒服哎。
He says, it's very comfortable that you lay hand on me.
你知道吗？过去啊，有人摸我的头，不是那一只手不见，就是人不见，不在这个世上。
He said that if someone touches my hair in the past,
这个是真的。
Either his hand or the whole person.
你看那个心性坏到这种极点啊。
He's such a bad person in the past.
根本没有神的真光照亮他。
And there was no sign of God in him.
你说你厉害，你再凶，你站在这个人面前试看看。
It doesn't matter how fierce you are.
我有时候发现教会有些人脾气，他只是没有碰到外面真正的那些坏蛋。
Some people might have a temper in church, but you have not seen some.
如果站在你面前，你讲看看。
Try to face those people.
人家比你更凶更狠。
They have more temper than you.
所以不要随便乱发脾气。
So do not have temper.
大家只是灵修好，不想跟你吵而已啊！你不要以为你厉害。
We have good cultivation. We don't want to fight with.
有一天你碰到那种性质的人，你就知道。
And you understand one day when you face someone like.
哇，他就开始改变自己耶。
So he start to change himself.
哇，学道理。
He start to learn the teachings. Truth seeking.
哇，经过一段时间。
After some time.
他决定要把自己黑暗的生命交给这位神了。
He wants to turn his life of darkness to the Lord.
所以他报名接受赦罪的洗礼。
And he received. The baptism of remission
of sin. 要在洗礼的前一天呢、啊。
The day before his baptism,
他跑来教会找这个传道人。
He went to the church to look for the pastor.
哦，他带了一堆东西。
He brought some things with him.
原来那个里面都是他作案的工具。
And all those are the web, the crime weapons.
他们黑社会杀手也是要经过训练。
And being an assassin, you have to be trained.
有进口的那个刀、枪支或什么的啊。
It has imported knives or guns.
所以那个传道全部把这些东西摸一遍、看一遍。
And the pastor touched all of these and then took a
look. 然后就问这个人了。
And he asked,
你怎么处理这个东西
？What are you going to do with these things?
他说：“我让传道看，就知道说我过去真的是怎么样的一个人。”
And I want the pastor to see what kind of person I am in the past.
而不是嘴巴讲讲我是黑社会杀手。
And not just saying in words that I'm an assassin.
他决定看完之后，他把这个就拿到偏远的郊区埋在土里面。
And after showing to the pastor, he wants to go to.
他真的是要改变自己耶。
He wants to go to the suburbs and bury.
他不想再为这个社会制造第二只眼镜蛇。
He does not want to create a second cobra for the society.
他要做一个全然的改变。
He wants to complete change.
他之所以会这样改变。
He could change.
乃是因为他听到了主的道。
Because he heard the words of God.
乃是看到了神的作为在他的身上。
He saw the work of God on him.
不然他生命危险，甚至一条腿要切下来。
And his life was in danger that his
leg must
be separated.
但是神让他医治又完好啊。
But God has healed him and made him complete.
然后让他破碎的家庭又能够整合回来啊。
And also recovered his broken family.
所以他看到耶稣基督就是正光的见证。
And he saw that Jesus Christ was the testimony.
愿意把他的脆弱黑暗的人生放到耶稣基督的生命里面。
And he wants to turn his life of darkness into Jesus.
哇，感谢主，他接受宝贵的洗礼了。
So he received the precious baptism.
真的被主耶稣的真光改造。
And he was completely changed.By Jesus' true light.
他体验到主的恩典见证。
He experienced the
grace of God. 又领受从主来的圣灵的帮助。
And he received the help of God's Holy
Spirit. 最后接受赦罪的洗礼。
And lastly, he received.
这是一个实实在在的见证。
And this is a true testimony.
是神亲自介入人黑暗的生活里面的一个见证。
This is a true testimony that the true life of Jesus.
真光临到他跟他的全家。
And this light went into his family.
我们求主带领帮助我们。
We ask the Lord to help us.
也希望我们的亲朋好友也能够认定耶稣是真光，早一点亲近接受他。
And we also hope that our family and friends can realize that Jesus is the true light and accept him.
唱诗160首。
Sing him 160.
圣光在我心，平安圣光在我心，永远照耀，照亮我心，照亮我心，放心，终身间快乐与喜，乐者如风在天上，花在我心房。也欢唱，歌颂主爱我家，生命真光在我心，平安常在我心，永远照耀，照亮我心，照亮我心，放心，终身皆快乐，乐在如同。在我心房，有心有。 神光在我心，
平安神光在我心，
永远照亮，照亮我心，照亮我心，放心，众生皆快乐无限，乐在如同在天上。请坐。接下来我们做祷告。从圣经的道理里面，
from the teaching of the Bible,
我们可以很清楚地了解耶稣基督是真光。
We clearly see that Jesus is the true light.
那从刚刚的一个见证里面，
and from our testimony,
对一个愿意寻求亲近他的人呢，
for someone who is willing to draw near to him,
耶稣基督就会给他一个真光的见证。
Jesus will show him a testimony of true light.
而真光的见证临到会影响他整个一生和他的生命的。
And when the true light come upon him, it will change his life.
所以我们要借着祷告来求主帮助。
So through prayers, we're going to ask the Lord to help us.
那当他得到圣灵的时候，
when he receives Holy Spirit,
他整个内心的世界到外在行为就已经做了改变了。
His inner world and outer world, outer appearance
will change. 为什么会这样？
Why is that?
因为有神的圣灵临到他身上。
Because the Holy Spirit came on him.
圣灵是要祈求的。
Holy Spirit has to be asked.
神的灵临到身上会帮助我们能够体贴良善和神的事。
And the Holy Spirit will come to us and have us draw near to him.
所以我们祷告的时候，
So when we pray,
第一句话讲奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
First we say in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
接下来你要不断的念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
Then you repeat Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
你那个讲话要大声，要迫切哦。
You have to speak loud and
因为这样子会看出你的一种用心，你一种祷告的迫切。
And we want to show that we're earnestly asking for it.
那你讲的小小声，好像不当一回事。
And we speak very low.
神知道我们内心没错。
God knows our hearts.
但是我们要努力迫切求他的圣灵恩典浇灌。
We have to pray earnestly for His Holy Spirit.
你有那份心很渴慕啊。
We have the seeking heart.
神才垂听，愿意赏赐给你啊。
Then God's willing to give it to you.
这是一种认真的态度。
And this is good attitude.
当你得到圣灵的时候，
when you receive the Holy
Spirit, 你的舌头本来讲哈利路亚赞美主耶稣，它会不由自主的跳动。
And you, when you say Hallelujah, praise the Lord, will start.
证明你就是
spinning in your tongue.
证明你就是得到圣灵了。
And that will show that you receive the Holy Spirit.
那我们传道执事会按手在头上。
And the pastor and deacons will lay hands on you.
用意是加添给你力量。
That is to add strength to you.
帮助你所求的得到神的祝福和成全呢。
And to help you to receive the Holy Spirit.
帮助你得到神的祝福和成全。
To help you to receive the blessing of God and receive the Holy Spirit.
所以我们按手的目的是这样的。
And this is our purpose of laying hands.
完全就是你要有那份心要来祷告求啊。
But it's important that you have the heart to ask for.
就渴慕神的恩典。
And that you seeking after
渴慕神的圣灵，
the God's grace and God's Holy Spirit,
渴慕从神来一切的赏赐，
and every grace from Him.
我们人的能力真的有限，
and our abilities are limited.
一旦遇到考验，真的有时候人很无力哦。
And when we come face trials, we're very helpless.
所以你能够信主，得到神的圣灵的帮助啊，这个力量很大。
If we can believe in the Lord and receive His help, it's a great help to us.
是我们求主带领。
So we ask the Lord to guide us.
我们现在就开始动作。
We're going to pray.
要求圣灵的，请跪在第一排。
And so those for seeking for the Holy Spirit, please pray.
因为我们才知道你没有圣灵，会花一点时间帮你按手。
So we know that you don't have the Holy Spirit, and we.
那有圣灵的，请跪在第二排以后。
So if you have the Holy Spirit, please pray.
啊，因为有圣灵的跪在第一排，我们总是要问啊，你以前有圣灵吗？
If you're on the first row, we'll ask you if you have
Spirit. 把第一排让给要求圣灵的人。
So the first row is for those who ask.
那要求平安恩惠的，你就跪在第二排以后。
And if you are seeking the grace of God, please.
那我们祷告。
Pray in second row.
除了嘴巴这样讲。
And not besides.
我们双手合着放在胸前。
We put our hands before our chest.
眼睛闭起来。
And we.
双膝跪在神的面前。
And we kneel before God.
如果您的脚不方便，你就坐在第一排，一样祷告，神也会垂听的。
And if you're inconvenient, you can sit in the first row.
你的脚不方便的时候啊。
And if your feet is inconvenient.
啊，就可以坐下来哈。
You can sit down.
那我们现在一起来祷告。
Now we're going to pray.
请要接受按手的到前面来。
If you want to lay your hands, please come to the front.